proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue with our study about angels in the Bible, looking at their ministry as heralds of God. One of the most common tasks assigned to angels by God involves making divine proclamations to human beings. God employed angels as his messengers on several important occasions. Two of the most famous examples of such heraldry related to both the birth and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Angels played key roles in announcing those two events. In the second chapter of Luke's Gospel, the angel of the Lord appeared unto shepherds in the field near Bethlehem while they were watching their flocks. After he announced the impending birth of Jesus Christ, Luke recorded that, quote, "Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men," unquote. These angels did not merely address the physical incarnation of Jesus Christ. They also proclaimed the significance of that event. By sending forth his Son on earth to die for the sins of the world, God made it possible for transgressors to become reconciled unto him. On earth peace, goodwill to men, was the proclamation. Angels also played a major role in announcing the resurrection of Jesus Christ to the Savior's disciples, as noted in John chapter 20. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and John, had come to the Savior's tomb, intending to anoint the body of their Lord. There they saw, quote, "a young man clothed in a long white garment," unquote. That individual told them to, quote, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him," unquote. Comparing that passage with similar verses in the other Gospels, it seemed likely that an angel made that pronouncement to the two women. Throughout the book of Revelation, God employed angels to make declarations. In Revelation chapter 5, John saw what he described as, quote, "a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" unquote. According to Revelation chapter 8, John, quote, "heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound," unquote. Yet another angel proclaimed what was described as, quote, "the everlasting gospel," unquote, to the inhabitants of earth, as noted in Revelation chapter 14. The angel of the Lord sometimes imparted divine messages to individuals as well. When King Ahaziah of Israel fell sick, according to 2 Kings chapter 1, he sent messengers to ask a Philistine idol whether or not he would recover. The angel of the Lord appeared to the prophet Elijah and told him to rebuke the king of Israel, saying, quote, "Is it not because there is not a God in Israel that you go to inquire of Baalzebub, the god of Ekron?" unquote. In the first chapter of Matthew's Gospel, the angel of the Lord visited Joseph by means of a dream. He spoke about Mary's pregnancy, adding that, quote, "Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins," unquote. One of the greatest proclamations ever made by an angelic being to the human race. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.